Saga. And it's in the year 2023. We are in the future. And it's the beginning. It's January the 5th. I just wanted to come on here and say Happy New Year's to all of my listeners. I got a hair in my mouth. I got a new dog and this damn hair is everywhere. I wanted to say Happy New Year. I love you. You are loved. I know usually after the first week, New Year's kind of feels like you're about to start giving up on the things that you said, your New Year's resolutions, things that you said that you were going to be trying, doing different. And I just wanted to let you know, I do know that struggle of being like, I'm going to change. And then being like, this shit is hard. And I want to let you know, you're not the only one out there. For some people in the beginning of the year, you probably have already lost some people. Condolences. I'm sorry. Again, I know what that feels like too. Maybe some people have brought in some new people into the new years. That's awesome. That's great. I know what that feels like too. I'm just here to let you know that no matter where you're at right now in 2023, don't let it determine how your mindset is going to go and be for the rest of the year. This, the good and the bad, will pass and it will reverse. And if you're in the bad, you'll be in the good. And if you're in the good, you'll be in the bad. That's just like how life is, how the cycle of life is. Just like how, you know, after January comes February, and at the end of the year, there's December. It's the cycle. You understand? If we didn't have these cycles, spring, summer, winter, and fall, we wouldn't know when it was time to change things up, because we're not supposed to always be the same. And that goes for, like I said, the good and the bad. So this is just a reminder that it's going to be okay. Everything happens for a reason. I'm rooting for you. I'm appreciative for you. And peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. And when you don't see peace and you don't see blessings and there's nothing but chaos, just know that there's going to be some lessons. I said what I said. This is a short one. Like I said, just to update you guys, say hi, Happy New Year's. This is my season where I get busy, super duper busy, because I do taxes for all my listeners who've been listening for a couple of years now. I've never actually just came out blah and said it, but I've hinted at it. And if you are anything like the person I am, you usually can figure out stuff when people give you certain details in conversation. And that's what I've done. But I just want to let you guys know that I did take my contract back, so I will be busy again. So the posts and podcasts that you will be hearing, they have been done already, but bear with me, it's still good stuff, okay? Until this contract doesn't end until May, you guys. So until May, if you don't hear from Kasara, I need you guys to remember there's other ways to be able to see me, communicate with me, let me know that you're thinking about me. Hell, maybe even if you want to be like, girl, get on the live, I might be able to do that real quick. But as far as current information that's going to be dropped and updates on me, the business, the husband, and all that stuff, that content will not be out until May, okay? I tried in the past to see that I can juggle it all and I'm wiser and I know that I can't do it all, okay? And I let not having a team hinder me in the past, aka 2022, and that this year I'm not gonna do that. Like I said, I do have content for you guys, but I'm just giving you guys a disclaimer that it's not 2023 content, okay? But it's still good shit, and I still got it for you. And I'm still, you know, thinking about you guys and being presenting all my love and prayers out to you guys, because I promise you, y'all keep me recording. You guys keep me figuring out what I can bring you guys that can be good and worthy to your ears. And I got great stuff coming, and I've been working on it, and you're going to be able to tell that I've been working on it. And this has been something I've been in the making and talks about since 2021, actually. But y'all gonna be in for a show, okay? But again, y'all not gonna know about that stuff until later, and I'm not even gonna tell you like what month or any of that, because you're gonna have to keep listening, okay? You're gonna have to keep checking in. You're gonna have to let your friends know, hey, I need you to go ahead and go get caught up on the Nail Shop Podcast, because I do see those numbers, and those numbers let me know. They let me know if I'm going towards the right direction with y'all. Now, y'all, as y'all know, or some of y'all know, some stuff I'm just going to give you. I'm just giving it to you. I don't care if you want it or not. You're listening, you won't listen, whatever. But I need you guys to know, I do look at those numbers. And if you could, the ones that you like, if you're like one of those people, one of those persons who's like, I don't want to send you an email at cnc@casarasnailcreations.com. I don't want to reach out to you on Facebook at Casara's Nail Creations. I don't even got it an Instagram to give you a like on Casara_Nail Creations. Or I have no need to order any nail supplies from CasarasNailCreations.com. Alright? If any of that stuff is you, what you can do to communicate with me is doing a rerun on the podcast. Go back and go listen to a podcast that I've previously done, because it'll also show me podcasts that have been put that you guys have listened to in the past. So I'm telling you, I'm telling you to stalk your girl. Go back from whatever 2019 when we first started. If you want to go back to whatever one that you know that you thought was good, or just go back and go listen and see, like, dang, I didn't catch this one. I didn't know she was talking about that. Because there are some things that we, segments that we completely done off with. We haven't had them. So if you go back and you go listen, I don't know, dang. Look like y'all done went back and listened to this. I'm going to have to bring them segments back. Possibly. Not giving no guarantees. Possibly. Okay? But this has been like some good stuff, because 2023 made 3 years that I've been podcasting with you guys. And I'm trying not to cry. I'm getting all emotional. Because when I tell you, when I see those little numbers. I'm like, oh my gosh, what in the world? All from all different parts of the country and stuff. I'm like, what? Huh? Wait, you listening to me? And if you over there in the background, like, girl, I listen to you and I don't even like you. Oh, well, you still listening. I'm just playing. I'm not one of them. I'm not one of them, but I can be. Don't play with me. I changed. I found Jesus. I got Jesus. But don't. There's a reason why we have to have Jesus. He was down in here acting a fool. But then, anyway, don't get me started on that. I'm just saying all this to say that I kind of feel like y'all family, you know? And when you guys tune in, it makes me feel some type of way because I'm not your traditional podcaster. I'm just me, bringing you me, letting y'all know different parts of the things I'm experiencing in my journey of being me. And just so happened, y'all keep clicking in. So I feel like I have to do my due diligence and not leave y'all high and dry. I gotta let y'all know what's going on. And that's what this podcast is all about. So sit back, kiddies, ladies, gentlemen, because there are some kids who listen to this. And that's why I just be shaking my head when I'm like, I'm gonna be cussing. No, come on now. I try to calm it down a little bit with all of the cuss words and stuff, but it's me. I'm sorry. My bad. But like I said, you're going to be seeing the stuff that I've worked on. You're going to be able to tell. Because it's kind of like a big girl who done lost weight. And I can say that because I was a big girl. I was over 200 plus pounds at 4 foot. Okay? Like, I was a big girl. Well, I was 4'9". Let me put the rest of my inches on there. 4'9", over 200 pounds. And no, I ain't trying to sell you no goddamn diet, nothing, because I ain't on one. I'm just appreciating these curves out of smaller package that the good Lord done gave me. But when you a big girl and you start losing weight, everybody noticed before you do. They be like, damn, you lost weight. You like, what? I did? Where? Because to you, you still look the same. Man, it's a change. You look exactly the same. I don't know what you're talking about. And then one day it hit you. All right. These rolls that I used to have ain't there no more. Or damn. These pants they put on show was tight. I show keep having them fall off my waist now. What's going on? You know? So other people notice change first. And I know that. So that's why I'm telling you guys, y'all be ready. Just be ready. Bear with me. I'm always telling y'all to bear with me, huh? Oh, well, shit, I'm human. Bear with me. Stop me out. Stop me out. Stop a little homie out. We gonna get better. We gonna get there. When this first started, it was because Jonathan low-key made me. This was his podcast. He wanted a podcast. I didn't want a podcast. So, look, that's why I'm like, stop me out. Oh, man, I'm just saying all of that for fun. But if you know, you know. If you know, you know. Oh, man. So, again, Happy New Year. Happy 2023. If you brought in this new year and you already like, what in the gee-willikers is happening? I can't believe this. How? I thought it was going to be a new year. It's okay. That negative feeling shall pass. If you riding it and it's feeling good, ride that good feeling until the wheels fall off, okay, baby? Because as humans, we have a problem with not holding on to that good as long as we hold on to the bad. And I want y'all to be reminded, hold on to that good if you got that good. And if you do have that bad feeling and like emotions going on over you, let it go. Do the Frozen song, let it go. In the famous words of Jonathan, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. That's an inside joke. too. But for real, let it go. Let it go. It's going to be okay. And something else is going to replace it. And you'll be okay. So as I say, before I let y'all go on y'all way, love, peace, and keep nails on fleek. Y'all.